Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August the 6th, 2021. 17 minutes past the hour. Don't forget the big parking lot sale to benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool tomorrow, August the 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. over in the parking lot, 241 South Prospect Street here in Marion. All right, Lee was our big winner last hour. Lee, give us a call and let us know what prize you would like. Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. Which one would you want? Will you give us a call? 740-383-9944. Now, we are going to continue on with our Family Feud this hour, do another giveaway. What's something you keep in your car just in case? Now, we've got money, coins, food, water, first aid kit, spare tire, map, jumper cables, spare set of clothes, and a flare. What is the one answer we are still missing? I have this in my car right now and always have. Okay, Lee, what'd you want?
Columbus Zoo.
All right, Columbus Zoo. Well, I'll be here till 1 today, but Monday you can pick it up between 4 and 5, either way.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, bye-bye. Lee is the big winner of the Columbus Zoo tickets here this morning. Okay, and we continue on. 740-383-9944. Do we know what this final answer is so we can get away from this category? Oh, my goodness. What's something you keep in your car just in case? What is the final answer? Were you thinking through the break today to come up with this one? All right, let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be a blanket?
Not a blanket, but that's a good guess. Not a blanket. Now remember, we've got money, coins, food, water, first aid kit, spare tire, map, jumper cables, spare set of clothes, and a flare. There is still one answer missing, and again, I have this in my car right now. I don't think any car I've ever driven since I started to drive has ever not had one of these in it. What are we missing? Something you would keep in your car just in case. Go ahead, caller.
How about a towel?
A towel?
Yeah, I've never wiped my hands here at all.
Not a towel, but a good guess. Not a towel. Something you would keep in your car just in case. Something you would keep in your car just in case. 740-383-9944. What is the answer here? Tough one getting the final answer. Nobody entered in this hour yet. But as I say, this is not a trick answer. It's a very common answer. Think of things that are in your car right now. What would this item be? Something you keep in your car just in case. 740-383-9944 here. Let's see what we've got coming. Go ahead, caller.
Spare teeth?
Not spare teeth, but that's a good guess. Not spare teeth. Something you keep in your car just in case. What would it be? When you hear this, you're going to be so surprised. Okay, is this the right answer? Go ahead, caller.
A cup?
Not a cup. A cup is not the answer. Something you keep in your car just in case. What would that be? 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
What about a gas can?
A gas can. That is it. I can't believe that was the last answer. How did that happen?
I have no clue.
I bet you have one in your car.
No, I don't have a car.
Oh, you don't. But when you had a car, did you have a gas can in there?
Probably.
I
ride the city bus with Sarah.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Now, is she a good driver? We've always wanted to know this.
Yes, very good.
Does she get you there on time?
Pretty well.
There's been some question on her driving ability, so I'm glad to hear that she does get people there on time.
Yes, unless she has a busload of people, and sometimes that she's a minute or two late. But yeah, she's a very good driver.
Now, does she
and
really?
Very friendly.
Oh, good. Now, does she really have us on in the bus? Because I would not know.
Yes, she does.
Now,
all
does
the time.
Does it blare through the bus? Can people hear it?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Oh, that's good. Now, what do people on the bus say? Do they ever say anything?
I think some people have asked her to turn it off, but she doesn't do it. She still listens all the time.
They say turn it off, huh?
Yeah.
Well, those
she
people...
says, no, it's my bus.
There you go. These people just sound cranky.
Oh, some of them are. Some of them are very nice.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, I appreciate it. We got you in, Judy.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See, you get that every so often. A gas can was the final answer. Yes, something you keep in your car. No, wait, I'm being told here on the internet. Hold on a second. Let me catch this. Okay, it says, okay, did somebody call in and say spare keys? And I said spare teeth? What, did the person say spare keys? And I thought that it was teeth? I don't know. Neither one was the right answer. I knew this call was coming. Go ahead.
You just let me know who's being critical of my driving, Mr. Spears.
Well, no! We got a good report!
No, I heard you. You said there's been some questions.
Well, but not from me. I've never been on the bus.
Who questioned my ability?
Well, I can't reveal my sources.
Okay. Well, all I can say is if all my passengers were as sweet as Judy, then this job will be the best job in the world. Not that it isn't, but...
Who are these people saying shut off the radio? I need names.
Oh, now you need names.
I'll show up at these people's house and do the show in their living room.
Yeah, and I'll drive you there and prove that I'm a good driver.
I just cannot believe people. What do they want to do? Talk on their cell phone?
I know. I can't believe that someone said I wasn't a good driver. I'm so offended.
Well, no, it wasn't anybody important. It was just somebody. I'm just saying, you know, so I had to go to a third party.
Well, anyways, I heard all the love you gave me, Judy. Mwah!
There we go. Thank you.
Have a good show, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Judy's in. Gas can. Okay, now we're going on to the next category here. A new category on Friday morning here. Okay. Let's see here. This category has 8 answers. Fresh category. Name something you find at a breakfast buffet. Did I say teeth? Did the person call in and say spare keys and I said spare teeth? Because I thought spare teeth was an odd answer, to be honest with you. Oh, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I was the one that said spare keys, and you did say spare teeth.
Spare teeth!
Yeah, I was like, what the heck's he saying?
I thought that was an odd answer. I thought, boy, that's... You know, I'm starting to develop... Go ahead.
Maybe if you said something on top of the refrigerator, but you said in the car, so...
I think I'm developing Charlie's ears. I can't hear things anymore.
Hey, that's a good thing, and that's one heck of a compliment.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, goodness gracious. Spare teeth.
Holy mackerel. Okay. Something you find on a breakfast buffet. Now, Judy C. is already in here. Go ahead, caller.
Something you find on a breakfast buffet would be meat.
Meat. Well, now, you got to be a little more specific.
Bacon, sausage, ham.
Well, give me one.
Pick out one. Bacon.
Yes, that's the number two answer. We got you, Bob. Thank you. Bob is in. You got to be a little more specific on some of these answers here. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. 740-383-9944. Oh, spare teeth. Yeah, you keep your spare teeth in the car right next to the gas can. 740-383-9944. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Bacon, number two. We've got seven other answers. What's something you find on a breakfast buffet? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I'm glad it was Angie who pointed that out to me, that I had said teeth, when it was actually key. It must come across better on the radio than in my headphones. Oh, go ahead, caller.
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. Eggs is the number one answer. You got it. Got you in, Trish.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, eggs are the number one answer. Something you find on a breakfast buffet. Something you find on a breakfast buffet. Give me a buzz. Go ahead.
Yes, Sarah is a very good driver. I ride with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you ride with her, too. Now, who are these people saying shut the radio off?
I have no idea, but all I know is she's a good driver, and she's a very nice lady.
Well, she always sounds nice, and that's why I was confused that somebody said she was a little bit of a... They didn't say reckless. They just said she had a lead foot.
Oh.
But you've never found that to be true.
No.
No. Now, did you start listening to this station because of the bus?
Yep, I listen to it every time I get on the south bus.
Oh, well, see, that's why I think she's good. Now, where are you at right now?
On the south bus.
Oh, you're on the bus. She put you up to calling in.
No. She is a good driver.
Okay. Is there anybody else on that bus right now?
My mother.
Now, your mother. Is your mother enjoying the show this morning?
Yes.
All right. So you guys are good.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now you can tune us in your home if you want.
Okay.
Okay. 107.1 FM.
Okay.
Where are you headed to?
Post office.
Oh, the post office. Yeah. The post office out on the south end of town or downtown?
Out on Barks Road.
Barks Road. So just going to the post office then back home today?
Nope. We're going to Wally World.
Oh, you got some big shopping to do?
Yeah.
It is Friday.
Yep.
Well, have fun at the grocery store.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. See, Sarah putting up calls. Now, I appreciate that she listens faithfully. Now, I never hear anybody from Dave's bus over, and I'm not sure which end Dave is. I don't think he's ever said. Sarah drives the south end bus over here. I'm not sure which bus Dave drives. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah's a good driver?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot her name.
You forgot her name?
Yeah, but okay. It's a complaint. What's your name?
Sarah.
What's your name?
Sarah?
Yeah.
Where are you at right now, sir?
We're in the bar.
You're in the barn?
No, in the bus.
Oh, you're on her bus.
Yeah.
Oh, she's had somebody else call it. I thought only this lady and her mother were on the bus.
I'm on the bus, too.
You guys sound like you're having a good... Where are you headed this morning, sir?
I'm going to YMCA.
Now, tell Sarah she's got to be quiet so I can hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he says be quiet, okay?
Okay, so where are you heading, sir?
I'm going to the YMCA.
Oh, the YMCA. You going to work out?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Coffee too.
There you go. Well, hey, have a great day out there, and thank you for calling in.
No problem at all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, we've got people heading to the YMCA. We've got people heading out to Wally World, Walmart. People heading to the post office. It will be a day, for sure. Whoa, what a morning we're having here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about French toast?
French toast, one of my favorites, and sadly, it is not on this list.
Well, shucky darn.
I know. Thank you. No French toast on the list this morning. Something you'd find on a breakfast buffet. All right. Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Well, you know, I'll give it to you. Juice is on the list at number 5. So we'll get you in again here, Trish.
Okay.
Trish is in again. Juice is on the list. Let's see here. We got eggs, bacon, and juice. 740-383-9944. Things on a breakfast buffet. Give me things on a breakfast buffet. 33 minutes past the hour here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Anybody should know about buffets. I think I would be the best.
Oh, your favorite question.
Did somebody say pancakes, hotcakes, griddle cakes, whatever you call them?
Nobody said pancakes, and they are not on the list.
That's one of the things I normally go to a buffet for. That's kind of weird. And well, then how about sausage? Did somebody say that?
Nobody said sausage. Sausage is on the list.
I would think. Okay, yeah. I'm not sure why pancakes aren't there, but breakfast buffets, I go to a pancakes.
Well, that's good. Now, what do you get on your pancakes?
Just butter, margarine, and artificial sweetener. Sometimes cinnamon if they have it.
No syrup.
No, I don't do syrup.
Now, why don't you do syrup?
It makes it soggy, plus it's very fattening.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Artificial sweetener is much, much better. And the moistness is contributed by the margarine or butter. That's always a formula that I use. Some people think it's a little unusual. Some think it's kind of intriguing. But many things about me are intriguing, so why would I expect anything else, right?
Well, what do you think of Sarah's driving?
I think she's probably an excellent driver, better than most of the people that are around when I'm driving my car.
Well, there we go. You know, we're just taking opinions.
More professional drivers and less people that really pay little attention at all when they're on the road.
Well, that's for sure.
Hopefully they won't replace her with one of those automated self-driving cars or self-driving buses. I don't think so. I think you still need the bus driver. There's only so much you can do from an automated standpoint.
Oh, I think you're right. I think that's absolutely true.
That would be kind of weird having a robot driving your bus.
Yeah, I don't think those driver, what is it, automated cars for pizza places, I always thought that was a bad idea.
I think it's going too far, and I prefer to have a human being at the wheel, whether it's a pizza delivery, other kinds of professional driving, or just doing something, driving for leisure.
I think that's true. Well, thanks for calling.
Talk about that on the show sometimes.
The driving abilities.
Just basically, of course, some human drivers are probably worse than a lot of automated drivers. But whoever you're sharing the road with, just drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive, and you should be fine.
Be safe.
Good advice as we start the weekend.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye bye.
All right. Things you would find on a breakfast buffet: eggs, bacon, sausage, juice. We still have 4 other answers here.
Let's go and see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
I know. What about one of your favorites, the biscuits and gravy?
Oh, dear Lord. Blech. Just thinking about it makes me sick. It's not on the list, thank goodness.
No, it's
not. No. Good guess, though.
Huh. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. No biscuits and gravy on this list. They probably don't want to stink up the buffet. That's probably the problem there. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. 740-383-9944. Away we go. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Sarah's probably a pretty good driver for a woman.
Oh, for a woman?
Yeah, for a woman bus driver, right?
Oh, see, I'm not going to get into that.
Oh, I think that's what she's leading to.
Have you found that women are poorer drivers than men?
Well, it's just something that, you know, you hear. I'm not going to say whether it's true or not, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I've never heard that.
You've never heard that for a woman driver?
No, I always let the women drive.
Well, we're going to get a whole, I'm going to get a whole bunch of women calling in and getting on my ass, ain't I?
You made a mistake.
Yeah.
You made a mistake.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about fruit?
Fruit. Let's see. Well, you know what? It's actually more specific. Give me a fruit that would be on a breakfast buffet.
Grapefruit?
Not grapefruit, but a good guess.
How about an orange?
Not an orange.
Well,
keep thinking.
Pineapple.
Not a pineapple. There's a fruit here, though.
Strawberries.
Not strawberries.
I don't know. Let somebody else have it.
Okay. There is a fruit on this list, but it's a specific fruit. What is it? Name something you would find on a breakfast buffet. Something you'd find on a breakfast buffet. We've got Trish in twice, Bob and Judy C. this hour. Go ahead, caller.
No strawberries.
No strawberries. No strawberries on the list. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. 39 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. What would it be? Go ahead, caller.
Hash browns.
Oh, absolutely. Hash browns number 4 on the list. We got you down, Ralph.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ralph is in. Absolutely. Hash browns are on the list at number 4. So we still have 3 answers left, and one of these is a fruit. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about bananas?
Not bananas. Good guess, though.
Oh.
Not bananas on the breakfast buffet. Name something on a breakfast buffet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers here this morning? 2 other items as well, other than the fruit. Go ahead, caller.
A melon.
Melon. That is the fruit.
And I also want to say, hello, Mark, if you're still on the bus.
Oh, is that Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, hello to Mark.
He has his voice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, hello, Mark, if you're out there still on the bus. Trish says hello. All right. 2 more answers here. Name something you would find on a breakfast buffet. So we've got Trish in 3 times this hour. We've got Ralph in once. We've got Bob in once. And we've got Judy C. in once. Who else is going to get in on this? Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. Still 2 answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Alrighty here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about toast?
Toast. No toast on the list. Toast does not make our list today. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
What about fried apples?
No fried apples on the list. No fried apples on the list today.
something you would find on a breakfast buffet. What are the remaining two answers? 41 minutes past the hour here. All right, go ahead. Well, let's see here. Well, we've lost our caller. If that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you'd find on a breakfast buffet. Go ahead.
Me once again, Scott. Somebody had to have said bacon.
Yeah, bacon was number two. Bob got that one.
I'm thinking what's on the Fresh's buffet, because that would be the one that kind of comes to mind, although there aren't any locations near Marion, unfortunately. But let's go for salad, because they do have the regular green garden salad on the breakfast buffet, which they keep for when they turn into the salad bar. So is that there by chance?
No salad on the list.
And, like, somebody say fruit, and they have fruit salad. Somebody didn't say that, right?
No fruit salad on the list.
Okay. I'll make one guess. It's a dumb guess, because it really isn't a buffet item, per se. Coffee? They might have a pot of coffee that you can just serve yourself?
Yeah, coffee's on the list at number six.
Okay, well, I tried. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Yes, coffee is on the list at number six. So we have one answer left on the list. All right. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. What's our missing answer? All right. Go ahead, caller.
A bagel?
No basil.
No bagel.
Oh, bagels. No bagels. I tell you, this headphone's rough today. No bagels. No bagels on the list. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
English muffin?
No English muffins. No English muffins. 740-383-9944. What is the answer here? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Okay, here, let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller.
How about milk?
No milk on the list. No milk. What is something you find on a breakfast buffet? Trish in three times, Ralph in once, Bob in, Judy C in. What else do we got? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Oatmeal.
No oatmeal. No oatmeal on the list. What is something you would find on a breakfast buffet? Something you'd find on a breakfast buffet. What is our elusive final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Your favorite. Sausage gravy and biscuit.
Thank goodness, no.
Oh, it's good. You don't know what you're missing.
One time, I could smell it coming down the hall. I about passed out in the hall. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Not sausage gravy. No gravy in any form or fashion on this particular list. What is something you'd find on a breakfast buffet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know? 45 minutes past the hour. We've got eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, hash browns, juice, coffee, and melon. Still one answer left. We've got Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, Wilds, copy of the book Three Pies Hot. Go ahead, caller.
Grapefruit?
Not grapefruit. No grapefruit on the list today. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. What would that be? Something you'd find on a breakfast buffet. Go ahead, caller.
Tea?
Not tea. No tea on this breakfast buffet. Something you would find on a breakfast buffet. What would it be? 46 minutes past the hour here. Who's got the answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about cereal?
Cereal. Absolutely. Cereal is our final answer. Now, what's your favorite kind of cereal?
My favorite kind's Life.
Life. You know, I don't even know if I've ever had Life cereal.
I like Life. and I like it with honey on it.
So you put honey and milk on it?
Yep.
I'll have to try that out. You know, honey is the only food that never spoils.
Right.
You can keep it forever.
Yes, you can.
All right, we got you, Mary. Thank you.
Okey-doke.
Mary makes it in. So the answers were, name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns, juice, coffee, melon, and cereal. Those were the answers. On to the next category. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? That is a weird category. Okay. That's the category. Think about that. Kind of difficult. If there was a store that only sold husbands, what would most people try to buy one with? What we're really asking here, what is a good characteristic for a husband? Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to answer a good radio voice, but instead I'll just say money.
That's money. Let's see here if money is on the list. Yes, bank account. That's number, what is that, 5 on the list.
But wouldn't it be nice if a person wanted a husband with a good voice? Wouldn't that make radio people feel so wanted and so important?
Right there. It'd be number 1 on the list, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I'm surprised money is number 5, but that's how it goes.
Money's
okay.
Number 5. Thank
you. See you later.
All right. If there was a store that sold husbands, what would people want to buy one with? Money is number 5. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Muscles.
Let's see here. Muscles. Number 6 on the list. You've got it.
Put Bob in.
Put Bob in. All right, Bob is in. Muscles is on the list here. All right, and Muscles covers everything looks-wise, pretty much. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a sense of humor?
Sense of humor. Sense of humor is number 2 on the list.
Okie doke.
We got it. Thank you. All right. Sense of humor shows up at number 2 on the list. Money's number 5. Good body, number 6. All right. What else do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
A good personality.
Personality's in there with humor at number 2.
Thanks.
Thank you. Personality and humor at number 2. If there was a store that only sold husbands, what would most people try to buy one with? We've got personality and humor at number 2, bank account at number 5, and a body, good body, number 6. So what are the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers? What would you want? And a good husband. Go ahead, caller.
Like handyman skills or with tools so he could fix stuff?
No handyman skills.
Okay, well, that's kind of unusual. But my second guess, a car or a nice car?
No car on the list.
Yeah, this is a strange question, Scott. If money is number 5 and handyman skills and car aren't on there, I'll make a third guess, which I'm sure isn't on there, with kids. Well, you can be a stepmother right away.
No kids on the list.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll keep thinking of some weird answers.
They all took a fly there. What characteristics would you want in a good husband if you could buy one at a store? 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
How about a good job?
Job is number 1 on the list. You have got it. Number 1. Thank you, Judy. Judy C. shows up at number 1 on the list. A good job is what people want. All right. Still some other answers on the list, though. Let's see what we can come up with here. Go ahead, caller.
How about good manners?
Good manners. Let's see here. Not good manners, but there's one close to that. Very close.
Mm.
Keep thinking.
Okay.
Not good manners, but there is one very close to good manners. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to buy one with what? Alrighty here, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say somebody that's honest or faithful.
Honest or faithful? You know what? This is the one I was talking about. Good character, good heart. Yeah, that's on there. So you're in, Judy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty here, Judy S. shows up now. So we've got Judy C. in twice. We've got Bob in twice. We've got Trish in three times. We've got Ralph. We've got Mary in twice. And now we've got Judy S. in once. If there was a store that only sold husbands, what would most people want one with? We've got a job, personality, humor, heart, character, bank account, good body. There are three answers left. What would you want a husband with? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Can I provide an answer rated PG? Good at adult activities? You know what I mean, right?
No, I do. That, not on the list.
Well, that's a good answer.
Well, you know, if you buy it at the store, you don't really know.
Kind of wondering, like, you know, what is my role here as a man? It's like, what do people look for? Maybe I have it totally messed up, but
maybe.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. If you went to a store and you were buying a husband, what would be a characteristic you would want with that person? All right. Okay. Go ahead.
How about good cook?
A good cook. You know, that's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Yeah, I think.
Right. Good cook does not show up on the list. All right. If there was a store that only sold husbands, what is a trait that you would want this husband to have? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a family man, somebody that likes children.
Likes children. Not on the list. Not somebody who likes children. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to try to buy one with what? 54 minutes past the hour here. We've got one, two, three answers left here. What are those traits that you would want in a good husband? 740-383-9944. Judy C. in twice. Judy S. in once. Bob. Trish. Mary. Ralph. We've got tickets to the Wilds. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got a copy of the book Three Pies Hot here. Who's going to get the stuff? Go ahead, caller.
Handsome.
I think handsome probably falls in good body.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All right, I think handsome probably falls in good body, the cosmetic nature of everything. All right, if there was a store that only sold husbands, what would be a popular trait, a popular thing you'd want to buy one with? Now, one of these is kind of funny. And then one of them does have to do with, I don't know. So it's something that a lot of women do worry about. And then the other one is kind of just a trait, a characteristic somebody would have. All right, 55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, 740-383-9944. If there were a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to try to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
A good dresser.
Not a good dresser. Not a good dresser on the list. If there were a store that only sold husbands, you would want to buy one that came with what? That's what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a car?
A car. No car on the list.
Okay.
No car on the list today. What is something you would want in a good husband? If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to try to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
How about good hygiene?
Good hygiene's always good. Not on the list, but certainly important. Something you would want in a good husband. What would that be? 740-383-9944. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
Up a good hair.
Good hair. You know what? Head of hair is on the list. You've got it.
All right. Put it in for Mary Kay.
All right. Mary's in. Thank you. Yes, a good head of hair did show up on the list at number 7. So now we're down to 2 on the list. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to try to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
A nice home.
Not a nice home. Not a nice home. Two answers left. One is a trait that people would have. I'm surprised this isn't picked up by more people. And then think about it. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, what is a characteristic you might want them to have? Go ahead, caller.
How about stamina?
No stamina. Well, okay. Like mowing the yard, right? Well, let's hope it's mowing the yard. A husband with what characteristics would you want? If there was a store that only sold husbands, what would you want to buy one with? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good sense of humor.
Sense of humor. That was on the list at number 2.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If there was a store that only sold husbands, what would you want to buy one with? Go ahead, caller.
Energetic.
Energetic. No, energetic not on the list. Energetic, not on the list this morning. We've got job, personality, humor, whoa, that's one I about gave away, heart, character, bank account, body, head of hair. What are the other two? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say someone with adventure.
No adventure. No adventure on the list. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
Honesty.
Not honesty. Honesty not on the list. 1 minute left here. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
She's got to have a big old paycheck.
Paycheck. You know, money was number 5 on the list.
And another thing, he can't be doing no beating and no cheating.
Oh, unfaithful. You know, faithful is not on the list.
Well, but that's a crappy list.
Well, what can you do?
Not shop for a husband.
I guess not. Thank you. If you were going to a store that only sold husbands, what would you want to buy one with? We'll take one more call here before we do our drawing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good teeth.
Keys?
A smile. A good teeth.
Oh, teeth.
A smile.
No teeth on the list.
Okay.
Teeth do not show up on the list. Okay. We've got Judy C., Bob, Trish, Ralph, Mary, Judy S., all in the list today. We'll do our drawing here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
How about romantic?
Romantic. No romance on the list.
Oh, my husband's romantic, and I wasn't talking about mowing the yard, Scott.
You weren't?
Nope.
Raking the leaves, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Something... Okay. Well, we've got... Let's do a drawing here. We've got Judy C. in twice. We've got Bob, Trish, Ralph. Oh, hold on a second. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say help...
they're helpful around the house, chores, you know, help out half and half.
Right, well, no helpful, a good guess, though, something you'd want, though. Definitely something you would want in a husband. Okay, let's do our drawing here. Our winner this hour is... Let's remember, we're going to do this again next hour. Let me shuffle these around a little bit. Okay, the winner this hour is... Shake them up a little bit here. Looks like it is Judy C. Judy Cressup wins. Judy, call me back after the break. Let me know if you want the Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, or the Three Pies Hot Book. Back in 15 minutes with more giveaways.
You know, we're in the same party. I mean, Mike Betts and I don't agree on anything. Nothing. And he's my VP. And then I was thinking about Chris Christie, who I've mentioned many, many times before. I like Chris. He gets my dry cleaning. He gets, you know, fast food. Chris. He just runs all these amazing errands. You know, he'll shut down an entire bridge just to get us some Chinese food. It's really, really incredible. I have to say that. But, you know, I like Chris. You know, he's like most Americans. He's like most Americans. Type A personality, type 2 diabetes. But the issue that I saw with Chris was,